fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 14th day of June, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We're going to move on from this pretty quick. I encourage all of you, if you don't have a hard copy, ink on paper copy of Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, to get yourself one. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. Typically, they run about 8.5 pounds with 2,200 plus pages. It is a wonderful resource, something that you'll, if you're doing any kind of research at all, will be great. Of course, all you homeschoolers absolutely should have one. Every home library, in my opinion, should have a copy of Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. We have breaking news. We got Professor McCanny with us, and Professor McCanny, of course, his website is linked to my links page. Jim, are you up to speed on what's going on outside Washington, D.C. with the two congressmen being shot, sir? Good morning.
I just saw that, but I don't know the story behind it.
Okay, well, here we what we know so far, two U.S. Congressmen, Scalise, who is the House Majority Whip, and Congressman Roger Williams, multiple congressional aides, two security people, were shot by a lone gunman about an hour and a half ago. They were at a baseball practice for the U.S. Congress baseball team. A member of the House was walking away from the practice when we think maybe the shooter may have approached him. Representative Ron DeSantis said that just as he was leaving, a man asked him if the Democrats or Republicans were practicing. We don't know if that was a shooter or not, but shortly after that, within 3 minutes, at 7:15 local time in Washington, D.C., the shooting began. The shooter is alive and in custody. All the victims are alive and receiving a treatment. And that's as much as we know right now, other than it was a rifle being fired. The rifle was in a semi-automatic mode. We don't know if it was semi-automatic or full automatic, not that it matters, but it was being fired in a semi-automatic mode by a lone gunman who was a white male. It's breaking news. This will be the headlines all day long, obviously. And it should be in the news all day long. White House security has been increased since the shooting. And I guess we'll see, Jim. It's just a work in progress, and that's about as much as we know at the moment.
Wow. Yeah, I just saw the news. I did not know any background or any details, but certainly, and if any one of those people had a concealed carry, this would have stopped pretty much instantly.
Well, the congressional police were on the scene because of Representative Scalise being the House Whip. He is entitled to a security detail. Otherwise, it would have been a bunch of unarmed victims if he had not been there with his security detail.
Wow. That certainly tells you something.
Yeah, and the security detail was only armed with handguns, and the shooter had a rifle, which certainly put the security detail at a distinct disadvantage. More than 50 shots fired. We don't know how many, but they're saying more than 50 shots fired total between the two security officers and the criminal.
So he's alive. Did they shoot him?
He's shot, and he's alive and in custody. Most likely handcuffed to a bed in some hospital someplace around D.C. there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and to quote one of the people, and we don't know how many people were shot total, just a bunch. Congressional aides, two security officers, two congressmen, and of course the shooter.
Wow. So I'm sorry if you hear some noise in the background. I'm not in my studio right now, and we're trying to, as it luck would have it, as soon as I go online on the show, somebody starts running some kind of machine outside. So.
Anyway. Sounds like a piece of power equipment of some sort, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is that. And, of course, the other big news is a hotel, not a hotel, but a 27-story apartment building in London. I was just talking to Tim Spencer. He said that it was a £10 million renovation there in the last couple of years. And
wow.
Apparently what they did was cover the whole outside with something to make it look more attractive, but it was highly flammable.
Oh, man.
So the fire went from the second story to the top of the building in 15 minutes. I wonder, I saw those flames and I thought, how in the world can a modern steel-reinforced masonry structure do that? Well, that's how. They covered the whole outside with a flammable material.
Oh, my God.
And we'll get this, no... This is London. This is not the United States. No smoke detectors, no sprinkler system, only one interior stairwell, which an American high-rise would have two interior stairwells that were all masonry and can't burn. And then the signs posted that if there was a fire, you should stay in place. So
my goodness.
Yeah, it was the ideal situation to have maximum fatalities. I don't know a whole lot about London and their building codes, but their building codes are obviously pretty well upside down and screwed up, in my opinion. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, that's horrendous. I mean, I'm just in awe. I travel in foreign countries a lot, and, yeah, you see things. I was in a place it's about a month and a half ago where an entire construction site collapsed, a building that maybe had gone up three or four stories. And they had no cement reinforcement in the building at all. It was just block work, stacked and stacked and stacked. And it was tilted. And so finally this thing just came down with workers hurt. I don't remember all the details, but yeah, just unbelievable how things get...
Well, I'm laughing, but it's... You get outside, you know... People complain about building codes, and sometimes it can be, you know, if you want to put a new railing up on the back porch of your little old house, you know, they could be pretty crazy. But when it comes to large commercial buildings, strict building codes is literally a matter of life and death, isn't it, Jim?
Well, you know, I'm kind of libertarian in that I want minimal government involvement in my life, but believe me, if you've seen places where people just build based on, you know, they have some boards here and then they got some so you know, whatever over there, and this, you know, some old blocks here, and what you get is rap trap, it's called. It just, and you see this in third world countries, and I mean, literally, you would have that. People would put that together, and that would be their house, or that's the way they would fix things. So it's unfortunate, but it's a reality.
Well, we have stories coming out of London now where a mom dropped her baby from a ninth floor window. It doesn't. I'm not. I'm just kind of scanning here while I'm talking to you. One guy made a homemade parachute. They don't say what the outcome of that was.
that does not sound good.
No, no. Yeah, my friend Tim Spencer says he expects to see a dramatic rise in the death toll, which is officially six as of this morning.
Yeah, but they're usually low just because of that's how many they know right now. But yeah, that's bound to go up.
Yep, it's bound to. Absolutely, it will. Well, Jim, other than these two events, what have you been paying attention to, sir?
Well, we are in the hurricane season. It started June 1st, runs to November 30th. And so on my weekly commercial-free show tomorrow night, I'll be talking about the thermodynamics of hurricanes, which basically is the science of hurricanes, talking about some issues that I had not talked about previously on the show. And of course, my books, et cetera, deal with hurricane development and the entire process. But the funny part is the National Hurricane Prediction Center, the concepts, the textbook concepts that hurricanes somehow form from warm water. And, I mean, it is so ridiculous. It would be like if you saw for the first time an automobile driving down the road and you saw the exhaust pipe with the exhaust coming out and you would say, oh, the exhaust is pushing the car down the road. That's the equivalent of this. And, really? I mean, and this is the standard concept of what causes a hurricane. It's so ludicrous. How do you get warm water to organize this storm and form this eye, and then as the storm continues to become bigger, drive more energy into it? It's thermodynamically, it's impossible. It'd be like opening your refrigerator on a hot day and expecting some of the cold out of the warm air to come in and cool your beer. It's the equivalent of that. It's just absurd.
Right, but, right.
But standard science is so deranged. And, of course, when I do my show, I'm kind of like the comedian doing political comedy. There's tons of material. There's just never any dearth of material. It's just, it is everywhere.
Well, I agree, Jim. Yeah, and, of course, now we have hurricanes forming in the North Atlantic. We had what you call a hemicane, a land-based hurricane, went right over my house here 7 or 8 years ago, which basically tosses all the things taught in meteorological students out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the trouble with most people like that, meteorologists, et cetera, or astronomers, is that they go to, say, physics class or chemistry class 101, maybe 102, and that's the last science they have. So they're really not scientists. And then what they learn are all the standard theories, and so which is, you know, whatever they tell them, or that sunlight or clouds moving next to each other cause tornadoes. Well, most tornadoes come out of a singular, solitary cloud and drop down to the earth and move around, do their damage. There are not two clouds anywhere to be seen. So, I mean, it just, yeah, and how anybody can take these courses, but that's the problem too, is that people are not taught to think or to question, say, hey, teacher, you know, here's a picture of a tornado with one cloud. How did that happen? You know, it doesn't happen. People are not taught to think critically. They read what's in the textbook, they get their A, and then they get on the news.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole goal, is to go along to get along, right?
Yep, yeah, and it's so the pervasive, stupid science that is pawned off on the public, it's just incredible.
It is incredible.
Not the least of which is global climate change.
Human-caused climate change.
Yeah, yeah, the climate has been changing. The last time Earth had climate was when the dinosaurs were here for millions of years. We had a stable climate, and that ended. That ended at, but climate is long term. We have not had climate, a stable climate, for a very long time.
Right, right. Well, since human lifetimes are relatively short compared to these long term changes, we have what appears to be a stable climate, but that's just a misnomer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just an illusion. Yeah, we have not had climate, a stable climate. It's just an absurdity. But the real issue is that we should not be burning high energy content fuel for energy. It's just a bad idea. And the pollution that goes with it is what we should be talking about. But then they put this layer of bad science on top, and they wonder why nobody, why it becomes a political football and nothing happens.
Right, right. Well, and now the mainstream media and people with credentials, they make fun of people who deny. They call us deniers that human beings are causing climate change, all in an attempt to discredit us, aren't they?
My show last week, I started out by saying I am a climate denier, and I think, John, we should sell T-shirts. And I am a climate denier, and walk around, just stick it in their face, and make a joke out of it, because that's what it is.
Right. Well, a T-shirt is underwear, and I do not wear underwear in public, Jim, but maybe a badge or something.
And we're going to have armbands or something,
Right, right. Yeah, people our age know that T-shirts are underwear, and I would have been absolutely humiliated if I wore a T-shirt to high school because I would be wearing my underwear. But those days are long gone, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. T-shirts are the norm today. T-shirts and jeans, and you're good to go.
Right, right. Well, I didn't own a pair of blue jeans most of my adult life until I moved out here to the country. So now I own and wear blue jeans, of all things.
I grew up in them. I should say this. I grew up in my older brother's jeans.
There we go.
Because when he got done with them, they got put in a drawer, and when I got big enough to use them, that's what I wore.
Well, that's a smart way to make use of clothing. Jim, there's a lot of congressional hearings going on, or some congressional hearings going on, regarding President Trump and what President Trump did or did not do. It's all going to be basically a big tempest in a teapot, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And they're searching for something. If you know of a crime, for example, voter fraud, which, by the way, I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, about the Bernie Sanders stuff, which actual numbers are coming out now. But if you know that there's, like, for example, voter fraud, you know right where to go to look at the problem. But this is like I call it, when we were kids, the older guys would take us out on a snipe hunt. It was called, and we'd go out at night, and nobody knew what a snipe looked like or what it was, but we were going to go out and shine snipe and hunt them. Right, but they thought it was great fun. Right. So, but if you have, say, a wild goose chase, at least you know what the goose looks like. Right. And but with this Russian deal, Hillary Clinton started it. And it's like the queen in Alice in Wonderland. The queen says, something, and everybody runs, all the cards run around. The queen said it. Everybody run with the queen said it.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th day of June, visiting Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we still don't know. I'm watching the NBC News live coverage. We still don't know the identity of the shooter in that shooting this morning where the congressmen were shot. And we'll keep tabs on that. Jim, you have two radio shows a week. Tell us how people can listen to the live shows and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, the weekly free commercial-free show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And as I said, this week I'll be talking about the thermodynamics of hurricane development, which is an interesting topic. And so, and then also this week on my paid cast, which is on the webpage, is $3.95 per month. I'll be continuing the ongoing series Cosmos, The Real Story, where I use Carl Sagan's talking points from his Cosmos series and talk about real science and, of course, the phony science that's presented by the standard science community. So all the information on how to listen to my shows are on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
All right. That's good to know, Jim. Any heads up on your topic for tomorrow evening show?
On the paid cast, on my regular show, it'll be the thermodynamics of hurricanes. And then, let me see, I actually have the the sheet. Oh, an election fraud update. Yeah, and this is something I should mention on this show, too. There's some new information out. I'll give some kind of a brief summary here. And as you know, John, it was November 3rd I started this. It was an analysis of election fraud. In my November 3rd weekly commercial-free show, I did an analysis of the top 10 ways to cheat at an election. And these were actually things that were used. And then later I added an 11th, which was local, the defrauding at the local level. And what I found out after I was doing my study and looking at the numbers is that there was massive local fraud in the presidential election, where, I mean, you know, little old men and little old ladies or whoever was running the local polling stations were literally cheating at that level like crazy for Hillary Clinton to win. But anyway, the latest thing, Bernie Sanders supporters now have a big lawsuit that's going against the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all of that. That's underway. But what's coming out is the number of Bernie supporters that did not vote for Hillary. So once again, this is another method of analysis of how did she in the world get 65 million votes when the Democratic Party was split and probably 30% of it did not vote for her. So where did she get, you know, in a race that was pretty close 50-50, even by the fake news poll standards, it was a fairly close race. How on earth did she get these other 30% of Bernie voters that did not vote for her?
Well, that's a good question, and I believe I know the answer, but hopefully the evidence will come out, Jim.
Yeah, and so, like I was saying, they're running around, you know, chasing the Russians did a thing, and Congress is so stupid. I mean, they are so stupid. They cannot run an investigation to save their lives. They're just so out of it. When you watch these guys talking, I've seen maybe five senators who actually had a clue of what might be going on. And, you know, it's like a dog and pony show. It's right, not a real investigation. Right. The FBI is not doing real investigations. The Justice Department is not doing real investigations. I mean, it's like total incompetence wall-to-wall in Washington.
Well, I recognize that instantly, Jim. I've been doing investigations now for this is my fifth decade, and I certainly know how to conduct a proper investigation, and you're absolutely right. These guys don't have a clue.
It's incredible, but and that's what's plaguing Trump also, is that it's like a Chinese fire drill. Everybody's running around and jumping up and down, but not much happening.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have a new project, and Professor McKinney may appreciate this. He and I have both been getting requests for years, more than 10 years, 10 years plus. John, when's it going to happen? Professor McKinney, when's it going to happen? What's the date? Well, I don't give out dates, but we now have a field training exercise, and here's the name, but the field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You pick your own scenario, whatever you want to get ready for, EMP, terrorist attacks, economy collapse, violent earth changes. You pick your own scenario, and we now have a date for you to focus on. It's just a date. It's the day before January 1st, 2019. And that date was, of course, December 31st, 2018. You want a date? I'm going to give you a date. It's a training exercise. This gives you something to focus on, something to give you a target date to get as much done as you think you need to get done prior to that date. So that's right there on my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, our website, of course, are energy cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help. And it only costs $285, shipping included. And I offer something your healthcare provider almost will never do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I have everything in stock. I'm picking up a fresh batch of energy cleaners tomorrow about noon or so, ready for shipment. I have a toll-free auto line. You can use MasterCard, Visa. Online, you can use PayPal, of course. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, I was watching the live news broadcast over the break, and they still don't have a identification of the shooter yet. There was a senator talking to a reporter. He said there was five injured, five shot, plus the shooter being shot, six total. And they're running broadcasts of a man standing in front of the White House talking, and then a live camera at the scene of the shooting, where they, of all things, have fire trucks there along with the rest of the first responders. It looks like a police convention, Jim.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is anybody critically injured?
That's not clear. Now, the senator mentioned a one man shot in the chest, which obviously being shot by a heavy caliber bullet in the chest is going to be a serious matter. But they're really... These reports are so new and fresh that it's hard to keep track of what's what.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, so everybody that's been shot is in the hospital, and we don't know the status of these men. They're all men, by the way. There's no women present that we're aware of. We don't know their status in terms of how serious the injuries are.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. They certainly keep track of this. John, I wanted to ask you your date of the, now, just to review, you've created a date, December 31st, 2018.
Right.
And, but do you have a name for this date?
Right. We're calling it the Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Of course, USS Liberty was attacked. It was a U.S. Navy ship attacked by the Israeli Air Force 50 years ago this month.
So field training, I'm sorry, what was that again?
It's on my website. Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018.
Okay, so this is great, John. I love this idea. So now people have a date. Because people always want to have a date. When's such and such, or Planet X coming or whatever? Well, now they got a date.
Now they got it.
There you go. So all the other dates.
18 months.
Yeah, this gives you time to prepare. And remember that preparedness, very simply, is the way you live every day. You don't buy stuff, put it in the closet and say, well, you know, when something happens, then I'll get it out. And, you know, you got to be doing this every day. If you have food, if you have water filters, if you have equipment of any kind, fire starters, you know, special little stoves, things like right. that. Learn how to use them on a daily basis. And then you'll be living your emergency mode, and then when something happens, you just continue doing what you're doing.
Right. Well, Jim, I came to a conclusion a couple of years ago, the following conclusion. For the most part, now this is not 100%, but real close to 100%, the people who are searching for a date are the ones who are not living a life of preparedness. Your feedback.
Well, yeah, that's true, because they're going to go, well, I used to kid this this woman that used to cut my hair, and she'd say, you know, what do you do? So I tell her about what I do and stuff, and she goes, well, yeah, we're prepared. I usually get an extra can of tuna when I'm at the grocery store.
Right.
And it's like, ooh, okay, no, this is not the idea.
Right. Well, Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Mr. Moore, Professor McKinney, I have some news to give you. Stephen, he passed with the Lord, but I just wanted to let you know that he really enjoyed your show, Professor McKinney and Mr. Moore. And I wanted to ask you a question.
Well, first of all, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. He really, he was in the hospital. He was hearing you. But I was going to ask you, he's in the, with the Lord, and that gives me comfort. I still have the dream, Stephen had it, but sometime, in some way, you could have a life, you know, and I will be praying so I could be able to see you and meet you in person. That's my prayer and faith in the Lord. This, I was wondering, this train exercise, is this going to be in person or is this going to be in the, through the Internet?
Well, it's going to be wherever you are. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. Wherever you are, Rose. It's an individual project.
I live in Northern Virginia.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, you know, I'm an intercessor, so, you know, I'm praying all over this place. Anyway, I enjoy hearing you, and thank you for your words. Keep the good works. Be courageous. Trust in the Lord. Don't leave your place without praying. We're living in challenging times, but God is faithful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rose, and we're sorry for your loss. Okay. All right.
John, I should add, along with this preparedness event in December 31st, 2018, that we should, what happens many times with things like this, it becomes infiltrated, and then obfuscated or changed. And so the CIA loves to get in and mess with things like, you know, like in the election, where they were trying to mess with Trump and send in people to destroy the campaign, troublemakers and things like that. So just want to let people know this is a exercise of preparedness. It's not to go out and, well, you might be able to fill in the blanks there, John. But it's a preparedness exercise. In other words, if all of the infrastructure falls down, what do you do? You know, the communications, how would you communicate with your loved ones? What plan do you have in place so that everybody ends up back at the safe area where you've defined? And, you know, so there's the biggest problem when there's an emergency is, oh, grandma's across town, or aunt, you know, somebody isn't communicating. So somebody starts to go out and look for them. Right. Then they get in trouble. Then somebody's got to go look for them, and this thing just cascades.
It snowballs. Right.
So you need a plan in place so that everybody knows where to go and everything is coordinated. Otherwise, and the other thing is you need to know who you're dealing with, and that's why practicing is important, because some people will go, well, the first day, well, I want a big meal, you know, and eat all the stored food in the first week. You have to be with people that have their act together, and this will weed out the people. And you might tell people, well, look, I think you got to go form your own group or something, and you might probably have to do that. This is an exercise where you have to get down to brass tacks and be with a group that literally is, you know, a safe group. It's a group you can deal with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, here's my opening statement here in this field training exercise. John says that December 31st, 2018 is the day before January 1st, 2019. He further says, you want a date? I'll give you a date. He gives this date for all of the procrastinators, in quotes, who will not do the things they need to do unless or until they are given a date, in quotes. So, for all you procrastinators out there, this one's for you.
Okay, very good. That's a good one. Yeah, and this is for preparing to take care of yourself.
Yourself, the people you care about, your team. Right, absolutely, whatever that team might be.
Right. Well, John, before the show, typically every week, I go to many news sources and various things like that. But I a lot of times go to CNN, not for news, but to see what garbage they're trying to pawn off on the public. And so the one thing that caught my eye was Puerto Rico. Now, they're saying that Puerto Rico is highly in debt. They're broke. They canceled the law that allowed tax-free status in Puerto Rico, which is very interesting, because that's why the IRS is there. That's why that tax-free status is there. And so are they? Is the IRS now going to be taxed? Because they're not a federal agency. But anyway, that's another story. The young people are leaving Puerto Rico. They, you know, anybody that has talent is leaving Puerto Rico to the United States for better opportunities. And so they have like $70 billion in debt. So the point is, it looks like they're trying to position them for statehood. And this has been something that's been going on for over 50 years in Puerto Rico since post-World War II, or 1950s, it was called Operation Bootstrap, where they gave them refrigerators and ran electricity to the houses and things like that, trying to bring them a little bit into the 20th century. But high crime rate, low employment, no money, high taxes from the government, and it looks like they're trying to push these people into statehood. And of course, they've had every 2 or 3 years they have a vote for statehood, and it always fails.
Right.
But
right.
Like Hawaii, which they stole, they Dole Pineapple Company basically forced Hawaii into statehood. And the voting was all cheated, it was all rigged, and the Congress passed it, etc. So basically, Hawaii got stolen. And looks like they're setting Puerto Rico up to be the 51st state, which is going to be a disaster for the local people, because a lot of big money will come in from outside and take over all the real estate, leaving the people there much worse off than what they are today.
Well, Puerto Ricans are already American citizens, so that wouldn't change.
Right.
The entire infrastructure, the government would change dramatically in terms of taxation and money coming from the federal government. All that would change dramatically. I'm not sure what benefit there would be for Puerto Rico to become a state for the average person, if there would be any at all.
Oh, none. It would be a disaster. I mean, they would be pushed out of their own country. They would not be able to afford their own housing. It would be just an absolute disaster. But it's already a disaster. And so I believe what they're trying to do is push them into a corner so hard that they have no other choice. And that's what it looks like is going on. But Puerto Rico has always resisted this in past efforts. I mean, this is not the first time they've tried to jerk their chain down there.
Well, since Puerto Ricans can come to the lower 48 with, because they are American citizens, would it be a fair statement, Jim, that for decades there's been a brain drain of the really bright, well-educated, highly motivated Puerto Ricans to leave Puerto Rico and come to the United States for more opportunity?
Well, remember, I mean, let's go back to West Side Story, the musical, which was a personification of what was really going on. They started coming into New York, and it's very typical of third world countries. They pick a place, either Houston or New York or wherever, Miami. And then, you know, somebody gets there, they get an apartment. So then, you know, one more comes, and then two more come, and then five more. And then, you know, they can all live in this apartment because it's much better than what they had in Puerto Rico.
Right.
And, you know, so it's the banks and the sugar companies and the fruit companies basically treating it like a banana republic. And that's how they treat Puerto Rico. So the people do not benefit. The large corporations, et cetera, still control what's going on there, the government, a lot of corruption. And then piling this massive amount of debt, probably 80% of it, which has gone into the private pockets of people. And the poor people there are just left to live on the street. Kids growing up with no place to go, no jobs, you know, all of the other problems that go with a Hispanic third world country. So
right.
It's a disaster, but it doesn't have to be that way. It did not have to be that way, but, you know, given greed and everything else that goes into it. But how you take a country like this, or literally a country, and turn it around is a really complex problem.
It is. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Hello, Dave.
My question is, with the unpopularity of Donald Trump, what do you think will happen in America, in the cities, in college campuses and martial law, as far as if we take out North Korea, a lot of the big cities, and kill a lot of the population and really do a job on them? What's going to be the reaction of the U.S.?
We got a break here. We'll get to that when we get back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. Okay.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of June, visiting with Professor McKinney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Dave, let me summarize your question. You know, first of all, you started out talking about President Trump's unpopularity. I think he's one of the most popular presidents ever elected. And then you segued into martial law, riding the streets, and some connection with North Korea, being at war with North Korea. Is that somewhat accurate, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, unpopular as far as the government giving him a hard time and everything. I wonder what your reaction would be when, if and when we bomb North Korea and take out a lot of the cities and population or whatever we do. What will happen in America, the reaction to the public?
Well, that's a hypothetical question, so you want my hypothetical answer?
Yeah, both of you, please.
Okay, I don't think there's going to be any bombing in North Korea, not population centers. We don't do that. We'll bomb military command and control if we do anything at all. Jim, you got any follow-up on this?
Well, yeah. First of all, Trump is highly, highly popular. My voting analysis, which I just have done more on, shows that he won the election by about 80 million votes to about 40 million. And those are rough numbers. So it was an absolute, it's probably the biggest massive landslide vote since George Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all for Trump also. I just wondered what the reaction in the U.S. among the civilian population may be.
Well, the population of the United States supports Donald Trump. There's a minority that does not, and they get a lot of media attention, but they're a very small minority. Dave, we got to scoot along here. Thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Got a minute here, Jim, to summarize your thoughts for the day, sir.
Yeah, well, I think a very important thing is the voter fraud still in the 2016 election, that the Trump won probably by 82 million to about 42 million, something like that. And I think it's extremely important to understand that and the amount of voter fraud, et cetera. So all of this Russian collusion stuff is just a false, you know, it's a smokescreen. So right. We have some other issues in this country, and you have people like the Democrats. There is no more Democratic Party. There is no Green Party anymore. And there really is not a Republican Party. There's Donald Trump. And so anyway, the issue is that the country is very, very unified behind Trump and what he's doing. So at any rate,
absolutely.
I think people have to understand this and stop listening to this media, which is dead. And people like Alex Jones have to stop talking about it all the time. And because it's a dead issue. There's, if you look at what Trump does every day, 10 different things that are highly beneficial to this country, and none of that appears in the news. So I think people have to start looking. There are places that cover this. So start looking at what's really going on, or getting out of the Paris Climate Accord, those type of things. It was an amazingly huge thing for the United States to dump that international control of our country. So anyway, I think things are okay. Moving in a very positive way.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we got a break here, top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.